We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good afternoon to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fantastic. Let's start here with Myles Garrett. I don't think it was necessarily a surprise that he was reinstated, but the idea that it happened very quickly. I think most of us kind of thought it might happen closer to the regular season. He obviously made it very apparent in the meeting with Roger Goodell that he had done everything that he wanted him to do, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think that it probably wasn't too hard of a sell for Myles Garrett to prove to Roger Goodell that this was an out of character situation, an aberration. This was not something that he's ever done anything like before. He's been a model citizen. As we now know, he's getting ready to head to Tanzania next week with water boys. But, you know, that was something that happened long before this incident, that he was named NFL captain of water boys, just because of the person he is, the humanitarian that he is. He cares about people. He's very deep, thoughtful, introspective. So this was really just a person that snapped at that moment. And I think he's been able to demonstrate that nothing like this will ever happen again.
You think there's a precedent now that six games is what the suspension will be for some sort of violence like this on the field?
I would think so. I mean, they will probably take it on a case-by-case basis. But, yeah, I would think that would probably be the benchmark. And I think it was about right. I mean, it did seem maybe harsh to some people at the time, but when you consider the way that it happened and what happened and the severity of it and what could have resulted from a hit like that, I think the NFL struck the right note on it. I don't think it was overly harsh. I don't think it was too lenient. I think it was about right.
Mary Kay Cabot is our guest from Cleveland.com, covering the Browns, as she does so well, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, as far as the offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt comes in now, we know, and obviously Kevin Stefanski was very open about, we'll decide who's going to call plays and whatnot. Do you have any kind of a feel, just your own personal opinion, on what direction that might go, whether it be Alex or Kevin?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're going to do yet, but I actually don't think it would be bad if Kevin Stefanski called his own plays. With the way that they have it set up right now, I actually think that he could do it because he's got Bill Callahan as sort of a senior offensive advisor to him. And therefore, I think that takes a lot off of his plate. I think it was something that was missing last year with Freddie Kitchens. He did not have that guy. Now, when you look at Kevin Stefanski, he had that last year with Gary Kubiak in Minnesota. And it's extremely helpful to have that other pair of eyes that can help you in those types of situations. So I think if he decides to do it himself, that he can actually pull it off. And I think because he will probably be implementing and using that Gary Kubiak offense, he knows it better than Alex Van Pelt. And I think that it might make more sense to do it himself.
Erica, how important is this offseason for these guys all to be together for OTAs and for the practice sessions that they'll have, Odell and Baker specifically?
Well, I think it's vitally important. When I watched Patrick Mahomes talking about that, that spin play that they used in the Super Bowl, he talked about the fact that they started running that in the very first week of OTAs, and they just kept practicing it and perfecting it. And I think it's so important that these guys hit the ground running in OTAs with plays they're actually going to use. How many times did we hear Baker at the end of last year say, oh, we wasted time in OTAs practicing things that we were never going to run? So they didn't have their act together last year. I think they will have it together this year. I think Kevin Stefanski is going to be very, very organized and ready to go. The only thing, the X factor is Odell's going to be coming off of a surgery. So you know, who knows how ready he will be to start practicing full go in OTAs in April, but as much as he can be there this year, I think he will be.
Mary Kay, I know that Andrew Berry was quoted as saying in his introductory presser that, you know, look, we don't look at it as our guys or their guys, meaning like Dorsey's draft picks. That said, though, do you think is there one guy maybe that stands out that, yeah, that probably won't work or they may not decide to keep him from the old regime? Is there somebody that stands out to you?
Well, the one person that I've been talking about a lot is Olivier Vernon, just mostly from the standpoint that he's due to make $15 million again next year for the second straight season. And I just cannot see that happening. I mean, they do not have double-digit millions to hand out to a bunch of guys. So I would think that he will either be let go or asked to take a severe pay cut if he wants to stick around. I just do not see them doing that. And then, therefore, that would mean that they would need to find another edge rusher, whether via trade, free agency, or the draft.
What do you think happens with Joe Schobert, Mary Kay?
That's a very interesting one. Joe Schobert wants to be here. I know he would love to be here. And obviously, Andrew Berry was part of drafting him. So he's one of those guys that now is probably back in a little bit more favor than he would have been if John Dorsey had remained. The problem with Joe is that he wants a lot of money. They're going to want him to be the highest paid linebacker on the team, double digit millions, and to be paid like one of the best middle linebackers in the NFL. So the money is going to be an issue there. And if they can reach agreement on that, he'll be back. If not, he'll walk.
Mary Kay Cabot is our guest. Mary Kay, we know, and I think it's, you know, worst kept secret, the Browns need help on that offensive line. That said, when we look at the league year beginning March 18th or whenever that is, can you see the new regime maybe striking up talks again about maybe a pursuit of Trent Williams or no?
Well, it seems right now like the Redskins are doing everything possible to keep Trent Williams. He's already had a good meeting with Ron Rivera. They've hired a new trainer, which was the biggest issue for Trent Williams, was the way that his medical situation was handled. And so I think they're doing everything that they possibly can to keep him around. And I feel like they actually have a chance at it now. So no one knows for sure how it's going to turn out. And with all the good tackles in the draft, I don't know if the Browns would want to or even need to pay that kind of money to someone like that, a veteran like him, or if they would just start fresh with their own new left tackle.
What about when you look at other position groups, the tight end position group? I get the feeling, and I could be wrong here, that, first of all, we know Stefanski loves to operate out of multiple tight end sets. Do you get the feeling that free agency, also the draft, could be a priority, but do you think that they're going to have to make a decision kind of between David Njoku and Demetrius Harris, like one of those guys probably won't be around next year? And if so, who do you think that might be?
Well, I mean, that could be the case. I think that David Njoku needs to rehabilitate himself in the eyes of this football team and kind of get back on track. He had a bad year last year where the coaches just obviously did not like him. Now, again, he has a whole new set of eyes on him. And Andrew Berry, again, was here when he was drafted. So that, you know, puts him back in better standing than he was. If, again, the previous regime had stuck around, David would for sure be gone. But now he falls into that category of, okay, let's take a new look at him and see if we can't make something work. So that one is one to keep an eye on. They're going to have to watch the film, see what they think. And, you know, are they going to see some of the things, some of the warts or whatever that the previous staff saw? Or will they see a lot of potential in a player who seemed to be on the right track the year before?
Mary Kay, how often is Paul DePodesta in Cleveland? You know?
Well, traditionally, he has gone to the games and then, I believe, flown back to Cleveland, stuck around through at least Tuesday, and then goes back home to La Jolla and then starts the cycle all over again, I think is basically how it's gone. Now, will that change now that he will be working in lockstep with Andrew Berry? Maybe he'll be around a little bit more, but maybe not. we'll have to see. I mean, Andrew is going to be the primary decision maker, and Paul remains as chief strategy officer, so he may still be able to do the commuting thing.
Mary Kay, in closing here, Dustin brought it up in regards to, you know, as far as wide receivers and talking about who could be here, who might not be here. Odell Beckham Jr., obviously, we know is the number one guy that everybody's talking about, and I'm sure that that regime is happy to have him there. But that said, a lot of time between now and, you know, when OTA starts, certainly when the season starts, is the idea that there's no dead money if they were to move on from Odell, does that play a role, you think, in this? I mean, is that a circumstance that they're looking at and saying, well, that could sway it one way or the other if they would decide they want to move on from him?
Well, that would certainly be a factor, obviously, if they decided they want to move on from him. But I thought that Jimmy Haslam provided some good insight the last time we talked to him in saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be a key member of the Cleveland Browns and contribute in a big, big way going forward. I think before he said that, I think we were all wondering, you know, how is this going to work out with the, you know, the whole come get me controversy and things like that and the surgery. But I think when Jimmy said that, and it was the same day that he kind of called out Kareem Hunt and basically, you know, put him on blast and saying he's got to toe the line or he'll be gone. He gave a vote of confidence to Odell Beckham Jr. So as of right now, I think Odell is slated to come back, and I think they're excited to have him, and I think he's probably looking forward to, you know, a new offense and a whole efficient way of doing things.
Always great stuff, Mary Kay. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.